Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager. Crookes Radiometer was one of the most sensational toys of the 1870s, but no one had any idea how it worked, which caused much scientific debate. In a 2004 article in New Scientist, Andre LaRaza of the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, went so far to say this: "Even today, most physicists think they know how it works, while few actually do." Well, today, we're not only going to explain how Crookes Radiometer works, but we're actually going to explain what it is. Okay, you ready? This is what it is. It's a glass bulb with four vanes suspended inside, with a good but not perfect vacuum. Each vane is blackened on one side and silvered on the other. They are all attached to a rotor, which is balanced on a vertical support that turns with very little friction. When you shine light on the vanes, they spin. And it started out as a toy, but it's now marketed as like a conversation piece, and it's often called a light mill. Maybe you've seen one. So how was this thing invented? Well, even Crookes, the guy who invented it, he didn't understand how it worked when he built the first radiometer in 1873, and it was a byproduct of his chemical research. It came about while he was weighing samples of thallium in a vacuum chamber to reduce the effect of air currents. Crookes noticed when sunlight shone on the balance, his measurements were disturbed. Warm samples appeared to weigh less than cold ones. Investigating further, he discovered a black surface was repelled more strongly than a silver one. Based on these findings, he built the first radiometer, which became a popular toy and novelty item. That same year, Crookes suggested that the mill spun because of, quote, the pressure of light, and it was pushing it like a water mill. But the light falling on the black side should have been absorbed, while the light falling on the silver side would be reflected, causing the radiation pressure to push on the silver side. But Crookes' radiometer was pushing on the black side, meaning it was turning the wrong way from his explanation. So how does this thing actually work? All right, here we go. The vacuum in the radiometer is important. It has to be just right for the spin to work. If there's no vacuum, there's too much drag for the vanes to move. If there's a near-perfect vacuum, the vanes won't spin unless they're held in place with the impediment of friction. But if the vanes have frictionless support from the rotor and the vacuum is good but incomplete, then thermal transpiration takes place, and it looks like the light is pushing against the black sides, but in fact, the black side is moving away from the light. Osborne Reynolds provided the correct solution in 1879. He explained that thermal transpiration, or I like to refer to it as thermal creep, which some other people use, was the flow of gas caused by a temperature difference on either side of the vanes. If gas is originally at the same pressure on each side, it flows from the colder to the hotter side, resulting in higher pressure on the hotter side. In the case of the vanes, the faster molecules from the warm side strike their edge, imparting more force than the cold molecules and moving the vane away from the warmer gas.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.